Oshir Alf, we read yesterday. Shal Yeshavim Yoshri Kronos. Oshir is what they can see, Shalame Horitz. So I said, I want to read a little bit, I want to read some Rambam to you. Rambam Hilchos Deos, Perakei. So the Rambam says, Kushem Shachachachim Nikr Bechachmosa Bede Oisab, who moved them behind Misharohim. Similar to Chachachim, his wisdom and his Midos. Deus for the Rambam means midos. His midos are extraordinary, and they're obvious. There's difference. Ken tzarich shiyo nikar b'masov. He should be different than the way he acts. And then the Rambam explains b'machala, the way he eats, b'mashkel, the way he drinks, the way he has relations with his wife, b'siyas tzrachav, with diburay, b'hiluche, b'mabushay, the way he walks, the way he talks, the way he dresses, chilkos the word, the way he maintains himself, his interactions in financial matters, everything he does has to be normal. The Rambam goes to a long arichas in the parak, how a Talmid Chacham carries himself, the way he dresses, etc. What's important to understand about what the Rambam is doing with Chaddish, there's a toast that sometimes people have. That you know, we stress that the ikar is the pinimius of the person. The ikar is the way which is true. The ikar is a person has to be. You have a person who looks nice on the outside and there's nothing inside. So what do you have? But when you stress constantly the pinim, we lose sight of the fact that the chitzonius is a significant element also. That malbush b'talchum chacham, he cares and he dresses a certain way. You know, we all know the story about this big tzaddik. He was a tzaddik nister, and he dressed like a shlump, you know, and that was made a bigger tzaddik. So the more shlump you dress, the bigger tzaddik you are, you know. No, you know, that being, there's a musik of a kavod. There's a musik of kavod we have to give to the Talmid Chacham. There's a musik of a kavod the Talmid Chacham has to give to himself. He spoke about it already. That kavod is, that there's a significance there. And the same way that we somebody else has to recognize the cover and give the cover to the Talmid Chacham. The Talmid Chacham has to recognize himself he carries weight. He's an important person. He carries weight that he has to act accordingly. The more the person recognizes the fact that he has that weight and he carries himself, it forces him to carry himself in a certain way, which is proper considering the person that he is. Chazal say that the clothing of a person are mechabdusa. The Mor says that Rabbi Yochanan never called his begadim, he always referred to them as mechabdusa. That which gives him weight. That which gives him covet. We understand that in a very, very simple sense. A person carries himself differently and acts differently when he's dressed up in a nice chasna clothing. But then when he's wearing blue jeans, he understands that there's a certain different way that you carry yourself. That the way you're dressed, he's dressed in his nice kapata. He's going to look. He's going to act differently than he's in his swim. He's going swimming in his swim trunks. I mean, there's a maisa they say over with that the Yosher Bear says over, and there's definitely some issues with the understand the maisa properly. He said over about his father that from Ramosha Soloveitchik, that one time he went to the doctor. So Ramosha used to wear the whole rabbinic garb with the big litvish kapel and the kapata, etc. So he comes, so he has to get undressed for the doctor. So he takes off his frock, he takes off his shirt, he takes off his undershirt. So he says, when I took off my frock, I went from being a rav to being a regular Jew. So I took off my shirt, I went from being a Jew to being a goy. So I took off my undershirt to went from being a goy to being a behemoth. That's what he said. Now, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, if David Melech says he's in America, and he realizes that he has the sign of being a Jew, he's extraordinary no matter wherever he is. But there's a certain way the person is defined and carries himself a certain way. That's the reality, that the person walks around with shirt sleeves, perceives himself differently than the person who's wearing a kapota. So that the Rambam is pointing out that's not something which is improper. It's not something, well, you know, but the ikar is the pinimius. Well, it's not kind of how I dress. The main thing is I'm a good Jew and I keep mitzvahs, and the main thing is to be earnest, etc. Yes, 100%. But you can't stop there. That the way we function, we learn from, and we respect, and we absorb for something which we understand the value which is there. The value which we have to give to ourselves as Bnei Torah is significant. A person's a Ben Torah, he has to define himself a certain way, he has to act a certain way, etc. The more he understands, besides the obviously has to build up the panemius, but he has to understand that he has to understand who he is and what he is. And he can't just carry himself. That he's just whatever. He's just a person of tremendous weight and tremendous significance. Mentioned the tzibur, the greater tzibur of Bnei Torah, Baruch Hashem has been increased tremendously. We don't understand the weight of who we are. But al kaponim, a person sitting in a city like Silver Spring, where that's not the situation at this point in time. It's not you walk into into the shul and you're one of 500 people who all learned in yeshiva for 15 years. You're a handful. So we have to know who you have to know who you are. You have to know who you are, how you carry yourself, and how you interact with this. Every single move that you're making is a chance for Kiddush Hashem, or Chas V'Shalom Lehepech. And the way you're going to do that is by understanding who you are, is the Chitzoni Yishavoy, is a defining element. The way I carry myself, the way I act, I have to respect myself, and people have to respect me. Again, it's a stress that we have in the yeshiva. We don't make a big negation on the chitzonius. We don't make, some yeshivas make a big negation on the chitzonius, and people that interpret it, it doesn't carry a tremendous significance. And that's a mistake. It's the geish is, it doesn't carry a tremendous significance if the person doesn't work in the panemius simultaneously. And it becomes an excuse not to work in the panemius. Which many people, what happens is, working in the panemius is very hard. So we can, instead of working the pinimis, they work on the chitzonius. So, to counterbalance that, you put a strong negation on the significance of the pinimis. But it should never be understood to mean that there's not a concurrent responsibility to have a chitzonius which reflects the weight and the significance which we have as Bnei Torah, especially in the community which we live in, where that we represent and we carry the degel of Torah in this community. We have to carry ourselves a certain way. We have to act a certain way. But Macholei B'Mashkeyo, the Rambam talks about, that the Talmud Chacham doesn't sit, in the restaurants and like the regular Hamanam. That's not a place for a Talmud Chacham to be. The Rambam talks about he doesn't talk loudly by places and make jokes and laughing in the middle of the public, etc. There's a certain respect he has for himself. He dresses in a certain way, and we are the Bnei Torah of the city, and we have to understand that. And the person's the applications of it are myriad. Sorry, if I can say one, they say, "Oh, you mean?" Then that's the main point I'm trying to say. I don't want to do that, but. Anywhere you go, anywhere you say, anything you do, you understand that you are to represent, carry the degel of Torah in the city. It's a tremendous responsibility vis-a-vis the community. But it's more important, it's vis-a-vis yourself. You have to take yourself, I'm a person learning Torah, and that's a very significant thing, and I have to weight myself with that. I'm a Nachal Bachar in Yeshiva. I'm just Nachal Bachar in Yeshiva. No, you're not. You're a person who's learning Torah, and you have to understand that, the significance that it carries.